From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New talks on Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Iranian and Russian counterparts in Vienna to discuss the situation in Syria. There are multilateral meetings planned for Friday with up to 15 nations participating. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is encouraged by all the talk.
This is something that he has been calling for, of getting the key international countries around the table, the key partners around the table, in trying to resolve this the situation.
The United States says it is using the international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. The talks notably will not include members of either the Syrian government or the main groups trying to overthrow it. Tanzania's Electoral Commission announced Thursday that John Magufuli and his ruling CCM party won the presidency. The opposition and its candidate, Edward Lowassa, rejected the results, citing alleged fraud. VOA's Jill Craig has details from Dar es Salaam.
Tanzania will soon have a new president in office after the Electoral Commission finalized its tabulations and announced that John Magufuli was elected with more than 58% of the vote. The election season has been a highly contested one after opposition candidate Edward Lowassa defected from ruling party CCM over the summer and launched a competitive opposition coalition. Lowassa has rejected the official results that gave him about 40% of the vote. Jill Craig, Dar es Salaam.
Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians, including one who stabbed a soldier Thursday. It is the latest in a string of clashes in the volatile and divided West Bank city of Hebron. 11 Israelis and 58 Palestinians have been killed in more than a month of violence around the country. This is VOA News.